are going to go into closed session with regards to item eight.
Oh, we actually have seven.
I crossed things off too fast. Item seven, consider take possible action on terminal pay assumption for the December 31, 2013 actuarial evaluation in light of pending AB 197 appeal. John, Paul?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the board. Paul Angelo, CEO Company, joined by my colleague John Monroe. And with regard to agenda item seven, as you know, there's been a lot of discussion with the board about what we loosely call terminal pay. It's not a legal term, it's just our actuarial reference for elements of compensation that show up in the final averaging period that were not generally reported as pay during the member's career. This means that that leads to a cost that's greater than would be anticipating the valuation. So we make a separate assumption to anticipate those. And in the second page of our June 18th memo, you see a table there, which is taken from page 111 of the valuation report, which is where the actual assumptions are. And it shows that by cost group, based on actual data as part of our experience study every 3 years, we come up with an assumption to anticipate the level of terminal pay for members within each cost group on an average basis. Because the terminal pay was redefined for new hires starting January 1, 2011, we now have two different sets of terminal pay assumptions. There they are. And so that's our current approach. Now, again, this is what is used to determine the total contribution rate, the total projected liabilities and obligations of the plan. Parenthetically, this is separate from the issue of how much of the additional cost due to the terminal pay assumption, how much is paid by the employer, how much is paid by the members. That's an issue that has also been discussed by the board, and we've notified you that if you think of the contribution rate as being in two parts, the basic part and the COLA part, and this actually goes to Ms. Mitchell's question before, when you saw that table where the cost is always shown basic and COLA, it turns out that right now the way that it's shared between employers and employees is different for basic versus COLA. That's not today's issue. All we're talking about here is how you do the total valuation, and I think that it is on your to-do list to go back to the issue of how it's allocated between members and employers. So we wanted to just make clear that's not the subject for today. Well, as described in the letter, there was a court decision which would seem to say, and we're not attorneys, but we're told what it says, is that, you know, if that decision stands, then basically the new rules that apply for people hired after January 1, 2011 would have ended up applying to everybody on a retroactive basis. And that would mean, subject to review at the next experience study, that if that were true, then we would simply use that second column on page two. Instead of using that only for people with member dates after 2011, we'd use it for everybody. So it's pretty straightforward. You either keep using the two assumptions as shown, split at 2011, or you would use the post January 1, 2011 for all members. However, because this is still in play, because the decisions are not final and things are under appeal, we would proceed to use the current valuation basis, that is, continue to value the pre-2011 members using the pre-2011 assumption. We would continue to do that until there is a definitive direction from the retirement system based on a final legal decision that, in fact, the benefits have changed. And then to reflect that change in benefits, we would change the assumption. So we are looking for direction from the board, concurrence with this approach. So it's partly informational and partly allowing the board to confirm that we will do the next valuation on a status quo basis, and we will not reflect in the valuation the decision that was made because it's viewed for our purposes as still being in the legal process.
So Paul, there's a likelihood that there would be some determination from the Court of Appeal one way or the other with respect to a pending stay request within 2 weeks. So is this time sensitive for you, or does it matter if in 2 weeks that the landscape is different? I just want to understand if there's urgency associated with this recommendation.
Our understanding was that this thing could drag out a long time. So if that has changed, then
if the public court does not agree with the stay, we plan on basically implementing 197 starting July 12th of this year. Now, are you going to keep the rates the same after we implement, pending the appellate court decision, because that's all we could do, keeping the two-tier rates or dropping the members prior to January 1st, 2011 rates back to the lower rate to get rid of the...
First, we are talking about mainly the employer rates. So it's not a matter of member rates versus employer, but it's the total rate that we're talking about. This has to do partly, I guess, with the timing of the valuation, John. Can you address that?
Yeah. We're working on it right now. I mean, basically, we can't proceed any further until we, you know, lock down, you know, that we're clear on which assumption to proceed with. We can wait another 2 weeks if necessary, I guess you said if the stay is not approved, then maybe we have more clarity on what to do.
I'm just suggesting to you that one way or the other, either because the Court of Appeal issues a stay or continues the current stay, issues a different stay that might be a partial stay, or issues no stay and decides that no stay will be in effect, meaning the new law should be implemented, you'll have clarity on that one way or the other within, let's say, 3 weeks by July 12, as Louis said. So unless there's some reason to do something about this, it seems to me that unless the Court of Appeal does something, I'm not sure what we would tell you that might not change in 2 weeks. I don't know.
And I'm understanding, I thought Karen's memo stated that the stay, if it's granted, will probably now only be granted to those groups that appealed. So there's a group of employees who are no longer covered by this. So I would move to continue this item to our, what is it, July 9th?
We may know something by the 9th.
Yeah, but we're not going to meet again until July 9th. So I'd move this. I move to continue this item to July 9th.
Second. Okay. Does that work for you guys as far as being?
We'll just have to keep. Yeah, I mean, it'll just delay the valuation. That's the only consequence, really.
Feel your pain.
Before we take the vote, I just want to make one other comment. We went to the trouble to put this issue on the agenda, bring our actuaries out here, which we pay to come and make these trips and sit through meetings. I don't understand why we couldn't have addressed the split between the employee rate and the employer rate at the same time. It would have been another 10 minutes onto this item.
Paul?
It would be a lot longer than 10 minutes. That's a substantial issue.
Okay, so I know that Orange County went through the same issue, and they did it over a series of three meetings and direction to staff, but we could have started that process today.
Okay.
We don't know what we're dividing up.
Yeah.
I mean, is the main problem here. I mean, we have the idea that ultimately we're going to get to a point where we split 50-50, mm-hmm. but we don't know what is going to get split.
Well, there's one clear component of it that we do know will continue on after AB 197, and we could have had that discussion on that one component.
I think
today,
when we get our new CEO, it'll help a lot, because
that's another
who knew thing. How long our report on the there's a lot of stuff on this agenda. So I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying it was a call.
Stuff was a kind word.
Pardon me?
Stuff was a kind word.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. We got lots of stuff.
Okay. So I think the board's direction is to...
We didn't vote on that.
We had a vote on
basically,
it.
Well, we're going to continue it to the 9th. So
we need to vote on it.
Yeah, we did have a motion.
There was a motion and a second to continue it to the 9th.
Okay, that's fine. Any further discussion on that issue? Yeah. Okay, all those in favor of continuing this matter to our meeting on July 9th, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Attention? Motion carries.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Sorry, Paul.
Okay, now we're going to closed session. And we'll go into closed session. The closed session room, since there's a number of people out here.